All right, here we are, our last break of the day on this Thursday.
Whew. Last break of the day.
Whew. It's been a Thursday.
Oh, a lot going on.
Woo, it's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot. Hang in there, everybody.
Well, get your president from taking pictures in front of
Goya
food Goya products foods. In the Oval
Office. I like
office.
Goya till I saw him in front of him. I did. I like Goya.
I know, right?
What is it? If it's Goya, then you know it's good.
Who are you? What are you, the endorsing a product?
Yes, that was Ivanka.
No, you've never seen a president sit in front of a product, behind a product, with his thumbs up grinning. He ain't ever had a can of none of that.
Nothing.
Right, he's never eaten it. No, you know that.
What rich person you know that has some damn Goya canned beans?
No, he's a McDonald's.
Well, Goya Foods, it's...
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
I ain't got a problem with that. But what is he sitting behind these cans for at this damn desk?
In the middle of a pandemic.
Maybe it's make food.
You're endorsing him, right?
Maybe it's make food great again. I don't know.
They have to be endorsing him.
Yes, yeah, the CEO is.
I believe they are.
I think
and
so.
Putting money in his campaign.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of members of the Latino community are calling for a boycott of Goya products.
Okay, there you
go. Oh, because of that, huh?
Okay, mm-hmm. Here we go then.
Yeah.
Okay. I saw that online.
But it does make me hungry, though.
What you want, Cher?
Well, you know, I like beans.
You ain't cook nothing. What you want?
Hey, y'all, let's go. I want to do these closing remarks.
All right, here we go,
Steve. Just talk about this for a minute because, you know, as we get closer and closer to this election, and I've made a commitment to get the largest African-American turnout in the history of voting. And I want to do it for several reasons. One is because our forefathers died for us to have this very, very important right. And for us to squander this right, it's an insult to our history. It really is, y'all. I mean, it's an insult to our grandparents. I mean, because, man, do you know what they wanted, what they had to go through to even attempt to vote? Do you know how badly they wanted to have a say-so? Well, when you vote gives you a say-so. And you have a say-so that's so important, I keep saying it, that every politician covets the black vote. Now, I've noticed in this election, people who are running for Senate and these other things, they use the thing of how proud they are of Donald Trump and how much they support Trump because they are appealing to the same base that he is. Well, his base is not African Americans or Latinos. We clearly understand that. But if that's not the base, then do they even care about any other vote? Or have they already assumed that they've done enough in terms of voter suppression to stop us from voting? This last election in Atlanta, they had taken so many polling places, shut them down and condensed them into one, that all of a sudden it took 5-6 hours to vote, which will discourage you from voting the next time. Well, guess when the next one is? It's the big one in November. But we're gonna be prepared for that because of this great thing that our ancestors and our generations before fought for. We have a right to have a say-so. Now, I do agree with Shannon Sharp, who I heard the other day. People were joking about it, but he made a lot of sense. We can't get distracted. And right now, the distraction is in full blast. The president sitting behind the desk with canned goods, endorsing a product when I clearly have never seen another president do that. We got distracted, and Shannon Sharp is right, with the Jada Pinkett red tabletop, whatever that was, interview. That's a distraction. Kanye running for president is a distraction. The new Nick Cannon thing, it's a distraction. All of this stuff, man, that we allow to become so important and such a part of our talking that it causes us to lose focus. We got to stay focused here, y'all, because the real deal is happening in front of our eyes right now. The unthinkable can occur. You cannot handle four more years of this man being president. Let me explain something to y'all. You think some stuff has come out of his mouth that you found to be unacceptable and shocking? This is being said behind the guise that there is a re-election coming. Well, if he wins another term, there will be no re-election. What statements will he be making then? What policies will he pass then? Who will he ban then? How many more DACA programs he gonna get rid of? How high will the wall be the last 4 years? How many divisive statements will he make on his way out when he don't care? Remember, this is the same president that said Barack Obama wasn't a U.S. citizen, that he don't have a birth certificate. This is the same guy that declared the guilt of those five African-American boys and that trial of the Central Park trial. And he still has yet to apologize for that. If this man is in for four more years, he is going to unleash some fury on this country that we may not recover from, racially, economically, and divisively. And I don't think we can stand four more years. We've got to show up at the polls and show him that black lives do matter because we vote. Period. Those are my closing remarks.
All right, now.
Every day.
Drop
every
the mic, day. Steve.
That's it.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.